Graphic Audio presents The Traitor by James Axler. Narrated by Richard Rowan and performed by a full cast. The Traitor 2, Golconda.
The others will be worrying, and Traitor might even be up there waiting. When he's ready to go, he doesn't like being held up.
After a final look around, after feeling the satisfaction he got from the find, Marsh wound his flashlight and followed the other man. This was the second salvage site he'd found through the outhouse papers. He was convinced there were others out there. That black site returned to his mind, and he thought about it all the way to the top of the house. Marsh climbed the rope up out of the house and heaved himself over the side. He got to his feet in the hole he and the others had dug to find Barry Padgett's house. He crawled out onto level ground.
Well, what did you find? Bunch of nothing?
Found wag engines, wag parts, 3 complete wags built for speed, a whole lot of tools. Trader will like finding out about what's down there. We can do a lot of trading with those things.
No guns?
1.
Wilquist held up a finger.
And it's cursed.
Bright interest showed in the young man's eyes.
Cursed?
Yeah.
How do you know it's cursed?
I saw the dead folks it killed.
I've killed folks with my guns. They ain't cursed.
Well, that's because you haven't shot yourself. Those folks down there did.
That's bad luck. You know it's bad luck.
No, it ain't. We've been plenty of other places where there are bodies. This ain't no different.
Then why'd you leave the gun?
Wilquist pursed his lips and glared at her.
Because touching it might have brought that curse on me, and I wasn't going to have that.
Marsh stood there and listened to them, but he was enjoying the feel and smell of fresh air swirling around him. And he was looking forward to Trader finding out what he'd discovered. No matter how hard it was or how long it took to reclaim everything down there, it would all be...